India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf are in Kazakhstan today, joining Russia's President Vladimir Putin and other leaders for a three-day summit. Separate talks are scheduled between Putin and the two South Asian leaders in an effort to ease growing tensions, but there's no indication Vajpayee and Musharraf will meet face-to-face. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The heavy firing along the line of control continues. Diplomats, UN dependents, and other foreign nationals continue to leave, and all eyes are on the Kazakh commercial capital, Almaty, in hopes that India's Prime Minister Vajpayee and Pakistan's President General Musharraf will meet face-to-face, a meeting that might help ease tension between two neighbors who've massed nearly 1 million troops along the frontier. General Musharraf, in a brief stopover in Tajikistan, said he is open to such a meeting.
Pakistan is against war. We are for peace. We are for de-escalating. We are for reduction in tensions. And I guarantee that Pakistan will not be the one to initiate war.
But Indian officials, from Prime Minister Vajpayee on down, insist there can be no talks until Pakistan ends what India calls cross-border terrorism. India's Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Nirupama Rao.
India is not going to resume dialogue until and unless we see a permanent and irreversible stoppage to cross-border terrorism and infiltration. And we are yet to arrive at that complete assessment as of now.
Despite India's stated objection to a meeting between the two leaders at this time, Russia's President Vladimir Putin is expected to urge the two leaders to talk on the sidelines of the Kazakh Security Conference, if not directly, then through him. But India's Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Rao insists there is no need for outside intervention when and if talks do take place.
There is no need for a third-party involvement in what is happening between India and Pakistan in terms of prospects for resumption of dialogue. There is a bilateral mechanism. There is a framework laid down between the two countries, which should work well, provided Pakistan adopts a more reasonable attitude.
Some evidence of a slightly more reasonable attitude from both sides was apparent in comments made by both Prime Minister Vajpayee and President Musharraf over the weekend. Vajpayee said he had taken note of recent statements by General Musharraf about ending the flow of militants across the border, and that India would respond favorably if it saw results on the ground. For his part, General Musharraf sought to downplay the threat of nuclear war after statements by several of his ministers in the past week suggesting Pakistan might use nuclear weapons if pushed to the wall. On Saturday, Musharraf said that any sane individual cannot even think of discussing a nuclear exchange. Nonetheless, Indian officials remain wary, noting that Musharraf himself has hinted at the possible use of nuclear weapons in recent weeks. India's Defense Secretary, George Fernandez.
We have not been thinking nuclear. We have been thinking about cross-border terrorism. It is General Musharraf who started thinking nuclear. As far as India is concerned, we have a nuclear doctrine, and that nuclear doctrine says that India shall never be the first to use a nuclear weapon.
But India has made it clear it will respond to a nuclear attack from Pakistan with an overwhelming nuclear counterattack. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage will visit India and Pakistan this week in an effort to convince both sides to see reason. But in the past, militants have often met the arrival of U.S. officials with attacks on Indian security forces and civilians. When President Clinton visited 2 years ago, militants killed more than 50 Sikhs in Kashmir. Last October, during Secretary of State Colin Powell's visit, a suicide bomber killed nearly 40 people in an attack on the state legislature in Srinagar. And just 3 weeks ago, more than 30 people were killed by militants who stormed an Indian Army camp in Kashmir during the New Delhi visit of U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christina Rocca. India has warned repeatedly that its patience has now run out, and a similar attack during this week's visits might be the one that sends Indian troops across the line of control. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.